Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1,500 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir. Assures that Union Territory to get back its statehood soon. Prime Minister to lead the nation in 10th International Day of Yoga celebrations in Srinagar tomorrow. Government to form a high-level committee to look into issues related to National Testing Agency. A Delhi court grants bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in liquor policy case. President Draupadi Murmu appoints BJP MP Bhartrihari Mehtab as Lok Sabha Pro Tem Speaker. In T20 Cricket World Cup, match underway between India and Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Barbados. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today assured that Jammu and Kashmir will get back its statehood soon. Addressing an event after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating 84 developmental projects worth 1,500 crore rupees in Srinagar, Mr. Modi also said the central government has taken the recent terror attacks in the Union Territory very seriously and the enemies of Jammu and Kashmir will be given a befitting reply.
हाल ही में जो आतंकी वारदातें हुई हैं उन्हें सरकार ने बहुत गंभीरता से लिया है गृहमंत्री जी ने जम्मू कश्मीर प्रशासन के साथ मिलकर सारी व्यवस्थाओं को रिव्यू किया है मैं आपको आश्वस्त करता हूं जम्मू कश्मीर के दुश्मनों को सबक सिखाने में कोई कोर कसर बाकी नहीं छोड़ेंगे जम्मू कश्मीर की नई पीढ़ी स्थायी शांति के साथ ही जिएगी जम्मू कश्मीर ने तरक्की का जो रास्ता चुना है उस रास्ते को हम और मजबूत करेंगे
Prime Minister Modi is on a two-day visit to the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir from today. He also distributed the appointment letters to about 2,000 youth who have been recruited in the government sector. The Prime Minister will lead the nation on the 10th International Day of Yoga, IDY, celebrations in Srinagar tomorrow. We have a report.
Upon reaching SKICC in Srinagar at about 6 in the evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was warmly welcomed with traditional folk songs by Kashmiri women artists wearing traditional Kashmiri attire, which he reciprocated by showering flower petals upon them. At the outset, Mr. Modi inspected exhibition of various stalls set up by the young achievers of Jammu and Kashmir and interacted and listened to their inspiring success stories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the people of the nation are well known to the intentions of the NDA and that is why they have chosen them to power for the record third time. Mr. Modi lauded the people of Jammu and Kashmir for their overwhelming participation in the recent Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Modi also assured the people of Jammu and Kashmir that the statehood will be restored and the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held soon. The Prime Minister also highlighted certain developmental initiatives which his government has undertook in the last 10 years under Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi will leave the nation from the lands of SKICC tomorrow on the occasion of 10th International Yoga Day. Around 7,000 people are expected to attend the yoga sessions at the Sher-e Kashmir International Convention Center located on the banks of world-famous Dal Lake in Srinagar. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashvani News from Srinagar.
Minister of State Independent Charge in the Ministry of Ayush, Pratap Rao Ganapat Rao Jadhav, has lauded the efforts of the Union Government in the last 10 years for taking yoga to the global stage. In an interview with Akashvani News on the eve of the International Day of Yoga, Mr. Jadhav said all arrangements are in place for the celebrations tomorrow.
नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने जो पहल की थी वह उनके पहल की ही ये सफलता है जिससे हमारे देश का महत्व हमारे देश की जो परंपरा है ज्ञान है जिसका महत्व पूरी दुनिया में फैलाने में आदरणीय मोदी जी कामयाब रहे और सभी ने उसको स्वीकार
The interview will be broadcast in the countrywide program on Akashvani Gold at 9:30 PM tonight. The United Arab Emirates is set to witness a wave of yoga enthusiasm centered around the theme Yoga for Women Empowerment as the country gears up for International Yoga Day celebrations tomorrow. Multiple events focused on empowering women through yoga are being organized across the Emirates, attracting thousands of participants from diverse nationalities. In Nepal, on the eve of International Day of Yoga 2024, the Embassy of India in Kathmandu organized yoga demonstrations at three iconic landmarks of Pokhara. The events commenced with a sunrise yoga session at the scenic Sarangkot viewpoint, offering the participants breathtaking views of the Annapurna mountain range. In Bangladesh, the Indian High Commission will hold the Yoga Day at Dhaka to observe the 10th International Yoga Day tomorrow. The High Commission has roped in Yoga Associations of Bangladesh to take part in the Yoga Day program. In Maldives, the 10th International Day of Yoga was celebrated at the Indian High Commission. The event witnessed participation of Maldivian and Indian yoga enthusiasts. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the government will constitute a high-level committee to look into the issues related to National Testing Agency, NTA. Briefing media in New Delhi today, he said, recommendations of the high-level committee will further improve the functioning of NTA, its structure, functioning, examination process, transparency and data security protocol. Mr. Pradhan said, a few irregularities have come to the government's notice. He said the centre is in touch with the Bihar government on the irregularities that have surfaced with regard to the NEET UG examination. He said strict actions will be taken against the culprits.
मैं सभी को आश्वस्त करना चाहता हूं, सरकार छात्रों के हितों को सुरक्षित करने के लिए प्रतिबद्ध है। पारदर्शिता के साथ हम कोई समझौता नहीं करेंगे। नीट परीक्षा के संबंध में पटना से हमारे पास कुछ जानकारी भी आ रही है। डिटेल रिपोर्ट जल्दी ही वो भारत सरकार को भेजेंगे।
The BJP today came down heavily on Congress leader Rahul Gandhi over his attack on the government on alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that Mr. Gandhi is playing politics over the issue. He said the government is fully alert and sensitive over the NEET examination issue and it will not allow any injustice to the students. Earlier, briefing media in New Delhi, Mr. Gandhi demanded strict action against those responsible for alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. He alleged that it is a national crisis and the government is silent over the issue. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Lok Sabha member Bhartrihari Mehtab as pro tem speaker to perform the duties of speaker till the election of the speaker. In a social media post today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the President has also appointed members of Lok Sabha Suresh Kodikunnil, T.R. Balu, Radha Mohan Singh, Phaggan Singh Kulaste and Sudip Bondopadhyay to assist pro tem speaker in oath and affirmation to newly elected members of 18th Lok Sabha till election of the speaker. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
A Delhi court today granted bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case connected to the now scrapped liquor policy. The order was passed by Rouse Avenue Court's vacation judge, Nyay Bindu, after reserving it earlier today. The AAP Supremo can walk out of Tihar jail on Friday after paying a bail bond of 1 lakh rupees. Mr. Kejriwal was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, on the 21st of March in dramatic scenes just ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. In May, he was granted interim bail by the Supreme Court in view of general elections. He surrendered on the 2nd of June. In Bihar, the Patna High Court today struck down the state government's decision to hike the reservation for backward classes from 50 to 65% in government jobs and educational institutions. A division bench of Chief Justice K. Vinod Chandran and Justice Harish Kumar had reserved its judgment on the 11th of March this year after hearing a bunch of writ petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the increase in the quota from 50% to 65%. On the other hand, the Jharkhand government has taken decision for a comprehensive caste-based survey in the state. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting, which was chaired by the Chief Minister Champai Soren. The Bihar government has given approval for rolling out of metro rail services in four cities, Muzaffarpur, Gaya, Darbhanga and Bhagalpur. The decision was taken today in the state cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. The state cabinet gave the in-principle nod to the proposal of the Urban Development and Housing Department. Capital city Patna is the first city of Bihar where the work of metro rail services is underway. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar was on an official visit to Sri Lanka today. This was his first bilateral visit since he assumed the charge in the cabinet. Apart from inauguration and handing over of key projects, Dr. Jaishankar's visit included his meetings with top leaders of the island nation. We have more from our correspondent.
External Affairs Minister Dr. Subramaniam Jaishankar and Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe jointly reviewed the progress of ongoing development projects between the two nations and commissioned a maritime rescue coordination center. Dr. Jaishankar, during the handing over event, conveyed greetings from Prime Minister Narendra Modi and discussed with the President avenues for strengthening India-Sri Lanka cooperation in various sectors. Dr. Jaishankar's Sri Lanka visit is being seen as a crucial step in taking forward India's neighbourhood first policy and Sagar outlook. He also met Prime Minister Dinesh Gunawardena and other top leaders of Sri Lanka and discussed India's strong support through development and connectivity initiatives. For Akashwani News, Ahmed Muin Farooqi from Colombo.
Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will be on a two-day visit to India starting tomorrow. During the visit, apart from holding bilateral consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, she is scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. She will also have a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said today that strengthening strategic ties is one of his priorities. He was speaking during a state visit to Vietnam. A day after signing a mutual defense agreement with North Korea, Mr. Putin said Moscow and Hanoi wanted to build what he called a reliable security architecture in the Asia-Pacific region. He also said Russia was keen to expand investment in the field of energy in Vietnam. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra during the next 5 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also very likely to continue over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam and Meghalaya during the next 2 days, with isolated heavy rainfall thereafter. Regarding heatwave conditions, the IMD said that heatwave conditions are not likely to prevail over most parts of the country during the next 4 to 5 days. In T20 Cricket World Cup match between India and Afghanistan, which is underway at the Kensington Oval in Bridgetown, Barbados, in the Super 8 round, we have their scores. India were 111 runs for 4 wickets. When reports last came in, earlier the men in blue won the toss and elected to bat. A team of researchers from the Arunachal Pradesh Regional Centre of the Botanical Survey of India has discovered a new plant species from Mandala region of the West Kameng district in Arunachal Pradesh. It has been named Petrocosmia arunachalens. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 84 major developmental projects worth more than 1500 crore rupees in Jammu and Kashmir. Assures that Union Territory to get back its statehood soon. Prime Minister to lead the nation in 10th International Day of Yoga celebrations in Srinagar tomorrow. Government to form a high-level committee to look into issues related to National Testing Agency. A Delhi court grants bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in liquor policy case. President Draupadi Murmu appoints BJP MP Bhartrihari Mehtab as Lok Sabha Pro Tem Speaker. In T20 Cricket World Cup match underway between India and Afghanistan at the Kensington Oval in Barbados. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.